Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Good evening. The show begins tonight in Gaza. David Dayoun joins from the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. Bill Raggio joins me. We discuss the airdrops underway into the Gazans who are said to be at food security risk, severe food security risk. We also discuss how Hamas gangsters are keeping the food away from the people who are hungry. And the UN is going along with this, the UN being represented by UNRWA, which is open to Hamas membership, as we've learned during the conflict. Then turn to the question of Afghanistan, lessons learned in Afghanistan that can be applied to Ukraine, what to avoid and why. NATO needs a place at the table so the negotiations are not between Washington and, in this case, Moscow, as they were with Washington and Taliban, the Afghan government not invited, NATO not invited, though it had deployed for years in Afghanistan for one lesson. Bill and I then discuss carefully what NATO can do to avoid these mistakes. Sharing is a good idea, and not overwhelmingly NATO participation, but NATO has to step up and be more committed to its claims that it is an organization that works together. Then turn to the question of Israel dealing with Gaza. Malcolm Honlein joins to talk about the disinformation campaign. Yes, there is starvation. Yes, there is a lack of food security in Gaza. It's driven, of course, by Hamas. The gangsters keep the food away from the people, steal the food. Malcolm informs us about all the trucks that are waiting to be delivered to the people, but UNRWA will not permit it. UN will not permit it. No security, it says. It's a nightmare, and it's not going to get better by itself. I then turn to the Northern Marianas, where Cleo Pascal from the Foundation of Democracies joins to say the governor of Northern Marianas, this is U.S. territory, has died at 69. There's a new governor. The question is China moving in now without any resistance? Is there an investigation of the corruption of the government of Northern Marianas to favor China over the United States? This is part of the contest of all of Oceania underway. All the sovereign states, all the colonies, everybody being tested between Beijing and Washington, and Washington and Canberra and its allies in the Pacific. And then Peter Husey is traveling in Europe. However, he comments on what appears to be an imminent lopsidedness of nuclear weapons. 4,000 to 5,000 in the hands of the Eurasian partners, no limits partner Russia and China, with the U.S. only 1,500 in the near future. Deterrence is about, as Peter explains, making the enemy think with great concern about what can be done and how complicated it would be to defeat the U.S. ability to counter a nuclear threat. And that is something that must be attended to always. Gordon Chang talks to Peter about mobile launchers. There were much discussed at the end of the Cold War. Why is it that China and North Korea and Russia have mobile launchers and the U.S. does not, is the question. And then to a conversation at length about the New World Report about trouble in Colombia and Venezuela. Petro of Colombia, a very troubled man, is working with Maduro of Venezuela to set up what is effectively a drug cartel, drug lord cartel. And the U.S. now has not just one adversary in the region feeding drugs and gangsters into the U.S., but two with Colombia, the government of Bogota, said to be involved by reports by Alejandro Pena Exclusa, my colleague. We also discussed the lawfare being used against Bolsonaro, the former president in Brazil, by Lula da Silva. However, Ernesto Araújo, traveling, says there's a break in the action. Alexander de Moraes, the Supreme Court justice who has supervised the persecution of Bolsonaro and the free hand that Lula da Silva enjoys, that he's backed down in a threat to arrest Bolsonaro. There is positive news out of Argentina. I'm told that the U.S. will no longer require a visa to travel from Argentina to the United States, a reward for Milei's successful liberating of the economy that's been under threat for many decades by bad actors, greedy bad actors, manipulative, state-powered. Then on to the story of the Syria darkness visible. The mass murder of Druze over the last weeks by said to be Bedouins, but the information points to the Syrian National Army, which is a pseudonym for the HTS, which is a pseudonym for Al-Qaeda. That story is extremely difficult to be certain of, but there are a large number of people who have been murdered, and there is no end to it, no security to it. Ahmed Sharari joins to report what we know about the deployment of Syrian National Army troops, of Bedouin gunmen, of Druze gunmen, and the risk to the Druze in general in Soweto province, southernmost Syria. Then a conversation with John Hardy about Ukraine, report in the FT talking about how Russia's dipped into the old Soviet arsenal. Tanks from the 1970s, tanks from even the 1940s, adapting them for use in the Ukraine offensive. So they have drones from the 21st century and tanks from the mid-20th. Tanks that were used in the Korean conflict, in the Second War. A real Mad Max situation in Ukraine, but nothing lighthearted about it. Murder incorporated with old-fashioned tanks. It had been adapted. And then a conversation with Craig Unger about suspicions that the Russians, under Vladimir Putin, use red sparrows. That's very attractive women who have very good languages, including English, who penetrate systems such as celebrity systems or Silicon Valley systems. Two in particular are named by Craig Unger in a new Substack piece. This developed out of his book, American Compromise, about the methods of the new Russian KGB state security, FSB, under Vladimir Putin, who is a veteran KGB agent. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening. And I mention again the Substack page that has author interviews and that was the Philosophical Week interviews as well. Thank you. Good night.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out. so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.